There used to be a time when computers did not exist and music was not digitally stored. Everyone who wanted to listen to their favorite bands had vinyl albums that would be played on record players. Music was not easily taken places. Over time, music became more portable. Vinyl records evolved into cassette tapes, which then evolved into compact discs, and finally into the digital formatting of an MP3. MP3 files started to gain popularity as a form of storing music in 1999. Then, in 2001, Apple, the company whose founder revolutionized the computer industry by inventing the personal computer, also revolutionized the music industry by inventing the iPod. The original iPod was a portable music player that played music stored as MP3s from the device's internal hard drive. After the introduction of the iPod, Apple introduced iTunes, a music distribution and storing application, to the public. iTunes not only changed the way people stored music, there was a new way to purchase music with iTunes. Instead of having to buy the entire album, iTunes had a deal with record companies to allow for the sales of individual songs. Buying an entire album to listen to your favorite song was a thing of the past because of iTunes' structure for buying individual songs. The music industry is constantly evolving, and the introduction of the iTunes sales structure was one giant change for it. Artists no longer had to try to sell an album to make money. All they needed was one song that was a big hit, or accumulation of songs that were great to listen to on their own. Consumers did not have to buy an entire album to listen to their favorite songs anymore. The music industry, as with any industry, ultimately is about making money. iTunes transformed it so how money is made differs dramatically than how it was made in the past. iTunes affected the music industry in a negative way. iTunes ruined the compact disc in the same way that the compact disc made the vinyl record obsolete. In the past 35 years, the music industry has seen vinyl records, 8-track players, cassette tapes, and compact discs evolve to the MP3, which is currently the most widely used technology for music distribution. But more was lost than just the platform of music distribution from the transition from one medium to another. When vinyl records were sold, they were a collector's item that had a full collection of songs on them for the owner's enjoyment. A musical artist created a work of art, an entire album that was supposed to be listened to at once because of the cohesiveness of the purposefully crafted songs. When cassette tapes and compact discs were introduced, this integral factor of an album still remained intact because the cassette and the CD both had all of the songs of the album on them. iTunes changed the structure of buying songs with the introduction of the mobile MP3 player, the iPod. The iPod allowed the average consumer to upload the media that was stored on their computer to their iPod and to take it with them wherever they went. iTunes decided that it would try to strike a deal with record companies and sell songs individually instead of bundled as an album. Although this allowed music connoisseurs to only buy the songs they wanted to listen to and not waste their money on unwanted material, artists did not have to pay attention to the detail of the entire album as much as they had to in the past. Pink Floyd is a band that took great pride in the production and structure of their albums. The Wall, one of Pink Floyd's albums, was so well composed and put together, a movie was made out of it. But after the introduction of iTunes, artists realized they do not have to put as much thought into their albums as they had to in the past. Many artists created albums that had numerous singles on them, in the quest to make as much money as possible. An example would be Flo Rida's newest album, Wild Ones. It is not necessary to be musically innovative in the current music market to be successful. Songs have to be catchy and gain popularity quickly. How creatively artists craft albums is not the only thing that disappeared. There were record stores whose sole purpose was to sell records and the equipment that was needed to play them. With the introduction of digital music distribution, the number of record stores began to slowly decline. Hundreds of jobs are now being sacrificed because iTunes and other digital music stores do not need salespersons like record stores do. The salespeople at record stores love what they do. They live for music, and they know about almost every item in their store. Devout music fans had a place to go to ask experts about popular music, up-and-coming music, and music that no one has ever heard of before. The decline of record stores is also being caused by applications such as Spotify and Pandora, which chooses music that is similar to the genre of the user's liking. The jobs of record store attendees are being digitized and automated, all thanks to the introduction of iTunes. The economics of the music industry is being affected negatively in more ways than the closing of record stores. iTunes made music distribution over the internet the norm. The music that iTunes sells is stored on computer hard drives all over the world. Talented programmers were able to develop programs that enabled peer-to-peer sharing of MP3s over the internet. Sean Fanning developed Napster in 1999, a program that let users download software that created a special folder in the computer hard drive, and in that folder, the user could store MP3 files for sharing. According to the Millennium Copyright Act, this sharing of music is illegal and is called pirating. Pirating music has become a popular activity for many music lovers. Pirating means that music is being distributed illegally. Copyright laws are being disregarded and proper compensation is not being given to the artists and record labels for downloaded songs. And pirating music is becoming easier and easier to do. iTunes sells individual songs in a file type that can be easily converted and transferred to virtually anyone in the world. Before music was kept as files on the computer, sharing music was dramatically more difficult. Songs had to be physically burned to vinyl, cassette tapes, or compact discs to copy the song. Then it had to be shipped to whoever it was to be shared with. Illegal music is now a click away on the computer. This creates a huge problem for record companies. In order for the music industry and iTunes to continue to flourish, they have to make revenue. If music continues to be shared illegally, then the record companies will not be making enough money to operate, eventually shutting them down. If record companies go out of business, artists will not be able to distribute their music and make a profit off of their work efficiently. If artists cannot do that, they have no incentive to continue making music. iTunes has the long-term possibility of having a cannibalizing effect on itself. iTunes has seriously crippled the music industry in ways that are very difficult to repair. How can the pirating of music stop? If people are more educated in the matters of how the market for music works, they will begin to understand that if copyright laws regarding music are not being followed, the whole industry is put in jeopardy. Consumers will morally comprehend that pirating is negatively affecting the artists by not giving them the money for the hours of labor they put into their art. Laws will not be enough to terminate this problem because the average music consumer does not have a true understanding of why the laws against pirating exist. The distribution of music has evolved into a system that has negative consequences for multiple reasons. People have lost jobs, money, and innovative thoughts because of the introduction of iTunes and the revolutionary distribution techniques that were bundled with it. Music lovers of the world have to be made aware of this issue that is exponentially becoming more of a dangerous situation for music.